And welcome to this episode of the Toffee Blues Opposition View. As always, Max is here, and as you may notice, I'm in completely different surroundings. Just moved myself into my new house in Manchester. Unfortunately, as a consequence of moving in, I had to miss the home game against Rotherham in the League Cup last night. And although I'm upset I missed it, by all accounts, it was a good game, and I'm glad that we're through to the next round in the Cup. So coming up this weekend in the league, we've got Huddersfield, who hasn't had the greatest start of the season. Obviously, they got beat 3-0 at home by Chelsea to kick off the season, and then went to Manchester City and got beat 6-1. Last weekend, 0-0 draw with Cardiff with a man sent off for Huddersfield. So, as I say, not been the brightest to start for David Wagner's team. I had the chance to sit down and talk to John of the Terrier blog, just to give his account of last season, what he thought of Huddersfield's first season in the top flight since 1972, and the game coming up on the weekend, and if he thinks Huddersfield can get anything out of the game at Goodison Park, where they haven't won since 1937. Hope you enjoyed the interview. So, John, it's great to have the opportunity to speak to you and get you on the show. If my research has done me correctly, last season was Huddersfield's first top flight season since 1972. They finished 16th, 4 points above the relegation zone. Notable games, they came toward the back end of last season. 1-1 away at Stamford Bridge, which was a really valuable point, and a 0-0 away at the Etihad to Man City, which was the first time since Manchester City failed to score at home since April of the year before, 2017. So just give us your account of last season and what you thought of your team performance.
I was very happy with the fact that we stayed up. We were predicted to go down mainly by Leeds fans with the lowest points total in Premier League history. I think that the way we stayed up with particularly the draw against Manchester City and then the scrambling draw that we got at Chelsea kind of summed up what we're all about. It's that terrier identity, that never say die. And, you know, City might be owned by one of the richest countries in the world, but you know, we still got a draw with them.
Yeah. And just on the start of this season, it's funny that you mentioned the games against Chelsea and Manchester City, because you've had quite a tough opening against the two teams. Lost 3-0 at home to Chelsea and then a 6-1 loss away at Man City. Last week, a 0-0 draw with a man sent off against Cardiff. Not the greatest to start, but do you think you can bounce back against Everton this weekend?
I'd have to say a lot of that relies on David Wagner's tactics. I think whilst it was obviously fantastic getting the two goals at Chelsea and Manchester City last season, it reinforced his move from free-flowing, high-pressing, attacking football to defensive football. We set out in a very defensive manner against Chelsea and Man City, and it reminded me of when Mick McCarthy took Wolves to Manchester United and made a whole host of changes and admitted that his side had no chance of winning against Man United. So I think if we go defensive against you at Goodison Park, we'll lose 2-3-0. If we go back to the identity that got us into the Premier League in the first place, we'll probably still lose, but we'll have a better go at it.
Yeah, then obviously in that last game at home to Cardiff, you had Jonathan Hogg sent off as straight red. Do you think that will lead to a change of formation, a change of tactics against Everton?
I'm not entirely sure. I think Jonathan Hogg should just be replaced like for like by Philip Billing in the centre of the park. I'd be interested to see what sort of formation he goes for. If he goes for a three at the back, which he's done in some of the games against the big teams, then we'll definitely be playing defensive from the start. So if you see three centre backs prepared to score lots of goals against us.
And well, it ties in, and just to end on the football, for a prediction, you'd have to go back to 1937 for the last time the Huddersfield won at Goodison. Could you pick a positive result for Huddersfield at all, or can you not see that happening?
I mean, a positive result for me personally would be to see us try and play a bit of football. And, you know, if we got a 2-2 draw, I'd be absolutely delighted. The first time I went to Goodison, I think we lost 5-1 in the Cup.
Oh, I remember that game.
It was terrible.
Yeah. John, that was it. Great to talk. And just to veer away from the football and a traditional closer for the opposition view videos we do, what's your favourite film?
My favourite film? Oh, that's always changing. I'd say all time it's got to be Shawshank Redemption.
Great film. Can't go wrong with that choice. And just before we finish as well, just plug yourself, mate. Where can we find your work and what you do?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, so if you go to terrierblog.co.uk, you'll find the best Huddersfield Town blog, probably because it's the only one. But yeah, you can read all my stuff there.
Brilliant. John, thanks for coming on, mate. It was great to talk.
All right, thanks a lot, buddy.
So there we have it. It was great to hear John's account of Huddersfield in the Premier League last season and what his expectations are coming up against Everton on Saturday. As far as Everton are concerned, particularly after last night's performance in the League Cup, from which I've heard was very good, we might be in store for a few selection changes, obviously with Dominic Calvert-Lewin getting himself a brace. And I've heard Lucas Digne put a really good shift in, so that provides a selection headache for Marco Silva, and we might see a few changes. That, and by all accounts, that'd be great. It's brilliant to see such optimism and excitement work its way back into the club, and long may it continue. Make sure to check out the Toffee Blues on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the social media platforms, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Take it easy.